Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Biden will be on the road again today to continue promoting planned improvements to infrastructure as a result of legislation passed by Congress. The president was in Baltimore yesterday, where he visited an aging rail tunnel that's set to be replaced. NPR's Scott Detrow has more.
All week, President Biden is traveling up and down the East Coast, taking an extended victory lap for bringing back life to long-stalled tunnel projects. It's part of a strategy of highlighting the real-world impact of major laws, knowing in a divided Congress, more big legislative wins may be in short supply. Today, it's New York, where the 2021 infrastructure law will help build a new tunnel under the Hudson River. Still, the victory lap may be premature in a sense. Construction will take years, possibly a decade. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve begins its latest policy meeting today. The Fed is expected to announce another hike in interest rates tomorrow as it continues efforts to bring down inflation in the U.S. economy. Police in Memphis, Tennessee, say two officers have been suspended in connection with the death of a black motorist who died several days after a traffic stop and arrest. That's in addition to five police officers who were fired and face charges that include second-degree murder and the death of Tyree Nichols. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, several emergency responders have also been fired.
The Memphis Police Department released a statement about these two additional officers, saying they were relieved of duty the day after Tyree Nichols was beaten, alongside the five officers who were ultimately fired and charged in the Nichols case. The beating of Nichols has also reached into the Memphis Fire Department, which says two emergency medical workers and a lieutenant have been fired.
That's NPR's Giles Snyder. Video released by the Memphis Police shows Nichols being tased and beaten by the officers. In Texas, two monkeys are missing from the Dallas Zoo. As Tolowani Osibamowo with member station KERA reports, authorities say this is the latest in a series of suspicious incidents at the zoo.
Dallas police say they were called to the zoo after employees reported a monkey enclosure had been cut open and two Emperor Tamarin monkeys were missing. After an investigation, police now believe the enclosure was intentionally cut and that the monkeys were likely taken. The incident comes just over a week after an endangered vulture was found dead at the zoo with what Dallas police called an unnatural wound. And a week before that, a clouded leopard went missing for hours after its enclosure was tampered with. Police say they're investigating whether the latest incident is connected. I'm Toluwani Osibemowo in Dallas.
This is NPR News from Washington. Strikes and protests are underway across France for the second time in 2 weeks. French labor unions are trying to pressure the government into withdrawing a proposal to raise the country's retirement age by 2 years. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, the French parliament is debating the bill.
The clash between the government of President Emmanuel Macron and the unions is intensifying. The main point of contention is the plan to raise the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64. Pollster Mathieu Gallard says so far the unions are winning the battle of public opinion.
In September, around 60% of the French population was against the reform. Now it's way higher, around 70%.
He says Macron has not convinced the French their pension system is in dire shape. In 2021, it had a surplus. And people believe the change puts the burden on blue-collar workers. But Gallard says he's not sure the French want to paralyze the country with open-ended strikes either, and they may eventually go along with the reform. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif is promising a stern response to yesterday's deadly bombing at a mosque in Peshawar. The attack killed at least 93 people and wounded dozens more at a high-security police compound. Most of those killed or wounded were and are members of the police. Authorities say they're still investigating whether the attack was carried out by a suicide bomber. On social media, Sharif calls the bombing an attack on his country. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.